This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Patients, staff, and displaced people have left Gaza's largest hospital, leaving behind only a skeleton crew to care for those too sick to move and Israeli forces in control of the facility. Israel's military has been searching Shifa Hospital for traces of a Hamas command center that it alleges was located underneath the building. The exodus Saturday from the hospital complex in Gaza City came the same day internet and phone service was restored to the Gaza Strip. The blackout had forced the United Nations to shut down critical humanitarian aid deliveries. In the south, an Israeli airstrike hit a residential building on the outskirts of the town of Khan Yunis, killing at least 26 Palestinians. Speaking at a forum of government ministers and policymakers in Bahrain Saturday, White House National Security Council Mideast Coordinator Brett McGurk said a release of a large number of Israeli hostages would result in a significant pause in fighting and a massive surge of humanitarian relief to the Gaza area. In his comments to the International Institute for Strategic Studies Forum, McGurk said the region has been changed forever after the events of the last month and a half.
There's no returning to October 6th. That's true for Israel. True for Palestinians. No country can live with the threats of terror like what we saw from Hamas unleashed on October 7th on their border. And at the same time, Palestinians deserve, need, and require safety and self-determination.
Private aerospace company SpaceX launched its mega rocket Starship Saturday, but lost both the booster and the spacecraft minutes into the test flight. The rocket ship reached space, but communication was lost 8 minutes after liftoff from a private launch pad in South Texas. SpaceX declared the vehicle had failed. The trouble cropped up as the ship's engines were almost done firing to put it on around-the-world orbit. Minutes earlier, the booster exploded over Gulf of Mexico. The first test flight in April also ended in explosion. This is VOA News. The 92-year-old businessman who represented Taiwan at this week's Summit of the Asia-Pacific Leaders in San Francisco says he's hopeful after a meeting between U.S. President Joe Biden and China's Xi Jinping that tensions will be reduced between the superpowers and in the region. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Morris Chang also suggested the meeting could help to promote economic stability and reliable supply chains. Chang has represented Taiwan at the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit 7 times. The summit wrapped up Friday. Taiwan, a self-governed island of 23 million people, remains the thorniest issue in U.S.-China relations as Beijing and Washington clash over its sovereignty. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Aerial views around Grindavik, Iceland showed cracks in the earth as concerns about an imminent volcanic eruption remain. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Geophysicist Ari Trausti Goodmanson says the probability of an eruption is high.
People now wait in anxiety what is going to happen to the town. If the eruption really occurs, it could spare the town to a large extent. It could also the lava flow, simply bury the town. So we don't know really which scenario is the most likely one.
Aerial views of the nearby Blue Lagoon, one of Iceland's most famous tourist attractions, showed the geothermal spa completely deserted. Authorities have evacuated nearly 4,000 people from the area and were preparing to construct a large dike designed to divert lava flows around a geothermal power plant that provides hot water to the entire peninsula.
That's Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reporting. Internet retail giant Amazon is cutting hundreds of jobs in the unit that handles its popular Alexa artificial intelligence voice assistant. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
In a note to employees, an Amazon vice president says it's shifting some resources away from Alexa and more toward other business priorities, including artificial intelligence. Amazon's been implementing a number of new AI initiatives. While no figure was given out for job cuts, the employees affected are in the U.S. and India. The company's already laid off some 27,000 workers over the past year or so, and the Alexa unit was impacted then as well. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.